morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning, representing Fireweed Dance Theater, I have Melinda McAdams, Laura Turcott, and Emma Brule. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, I don't know if dancers are early risers because they're always performing at night, so I appreciate you all coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
All wearing different hats right now. So, Melinda, you are being very adventurous again. Since 2001, you've been putting on an annual performance.
That's right. We like to do an annual performance and giving our local choreographers and dancers a chance to kind of step out of the box of what they do in regular class and use different music, different costumes, maybe sometimes even a different style of dance than they do in their regular classes.
And what sorts of dance genres do you teach?
At the studio, we teach ballet and point, jazz, and modern. And we are doing all of those in the performance. And we are also doing Bollywood.
And that's very fun. I mean, people know of Bollywood as a movie genre. Mm-hmm. But what is entailed in Bollywood dance?
Emma is in that piece. And I'm going to let her talk about what it feels like to dance that style.
I guess our choreographer, Nancy, just wanted us to have a party. You know, you watch the film genre, and it's just bright colors and lots of excitement and upbeat songs. And so we were just sort of trying to translate that through dance.
And it's sort of high energy.
Yeah.
Is it something in sync, or is it more like Harlem Shuffle, where everyone is just sort of freaking out?
I guess there's...
definitely. I would say it's organized
madness.
Excitement. Yeah. I mean, they are definitely doing it together, but it is high energy. It is bright colors. They're barefoot. They stomp around. They jump around. They lift each other. It's a high energy dance.
Which sounds a lot of fun. So, you have several companies that are going to, I mean, this isn't, I guess we don't want to call this a dance recital.
It's more than a recital in that we're trying to be a little bit more professional, and you have to audition to be in the company, so it's not an all-comers kind of a thing. So you have to be at a certain level of ballet, you have to be taking another genre, you have to be well-rounded, you have to be a good performer. And we do. We have a senior company, which we've had since 2001, and then this year I added the junior company, so they're just a little bit younger, but with the same diversity of experience. They're at a certain level of ballet. They take another genre. They've passed the audition. And then we also have students from my adult ballet class are performing a piece just as guests.
It's very exciting. Laura, you wear a lot of different hats within the school. You were first a student, and then you are now assistant director and you're a choreographer.
Yes, I've had a long journey with the studio, starting back in middle school when I began dancing at the rather late age of 12, late considering that people usually think of starting dance more around the age of kindergarten. But I started here in this town with Melinda at Sitka Studio of Dance, although back then it was through community schools. And back then we only had ballet, but Melinda gave us a lot of workshops to try to give us chances to learn the other styles of dance. And it was after I was graduated high school and moved away that they did start teaching other genres, and they opened up the company to give the students more chances to learn different styles and perform more choreography and perform around town more often than just one dance recital a year. And in my college years, I got to join a dance company at Whitworth College that gave me a chance to learn a lot of different styles of dance as well. And that was when I started doing more teaching and when I first started my hand at choreography. And then when Melinda heard that I was doing choreography there, she said, "Well, you know, I have a dance company here now, and we would just love if you would set a piece on us." And so it started just with one piece, and then it became a suite. And then when I moved home a couple years ago, I started choreographing for them every year. And now I've kind of stepped up a little bit to take a slightly more active role in the company, just more assisting Melinda, the director, with kind of the audition process and some of the paperwork things and the day-to-day things.
I'm I'm assuming that most choreographers were dancers at one time, but what's the brain switch of thinking as a choreographer more so than as a dancer?
Well,
I mean, is it just year-round, like you're looking for inspiration, or are you modeling other people's movement?
I can't speak for everyone else, but I know that what happened to me was that when I was a dancer, before I started choreography, music was still just music. But when I started doing choreography, every song I heard started to make a story in my head. Not necessarily the story of the words that were with the music, but a dance story would start to formulate with songs. And it kind of infects your brain and makes it, we were discussing this earlier today, actually, that off the air, that it makes it a little bit hard to sleep if you get a song in your head before you go to bed or in the middle of the night, because then suddenly your brain just starts and it's really hard to turn it off when you're a choreographer because it wants to keep going.
Well, that's good for us because then there's a lot of opportunity for you to share your craft.
Yes.
Melinda, do you encourage your students to sort of look outside themselves as just being dancers, maybe giving them opportunities to be choreographers?
I have found that most kids are really shy about doing choreography. Sometimes there might be, in the younger kids, when they're still a little bit more bold, I'll say, here's the first half of an exercise. Can you try to finish it? So something not creatively intense, something just sort of mechanically, mathematically, can you just finish it in the right amount of counts? Sometimes with when you're a senior, if you take a certain amount of class at the studio, you can apply to have a solo. And there are a lot of times when they're working on their solos when I say, here's eight counts that you should try to make. Or we do a lot of collaboration on what kind of steps they want. And so, yeah, there's not a lot of opportunity until you're a senior. But I found that they really don't want it too much.
Sarah, maybe you could sort of talk about that. Have you been placed in that awkward choreography role?
Melinda sometimes has us, yeah, do our own warm-up or exercise. I think it's fun to sort of, make stuff up on the fly or, you know, get to use the moves that you really enjoy. But you definitely have to be okay with making mistakes and looking silly on occasion. And luckily, you know, that's something I'm good at. But, I suppose other people are more calculated.
Tell me about some of the pieces you're going to perform in the show.
I will be in the Bollywood piece, which has everyone, the senior company. But I will also be in Melinda's piece, which is choreographed to Snow by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And that is Swishy Ballet.
Ooh, and we'll get back to what Swishy Ballet is.
Yes. And I'll be in a point piece, which Melinda also choreographed, and it's inspired by Michael Jackson. It's to Smooth Criminal. And I'll be in Laura's piece, which she choreographed, to Hydrofield, and that's sort of a hula-inspired dance.
So there's a lot of diversity in this show.
Yeah.
So for people who think they're not attendees of dance performances, it sounds like there's a little bit of something for everyone.
I think that's one of the things we like about company is that the choreographers get a chance to pick a song that they might not play at recital. They get to step outside of the box a little bit with their content and with their costumes are a little more flamboyant sometimes than recital. And I think that's part of what inspires everybody to put in the time.
And now I have to go back to, what is Swishy Ballet?
It's probably my favorite genre, I guess, that I get to dance. And it's particular to Melinda in that it's ballet, but it's also modern, and it's a lot of fun. I guess Melinda would probably have a better description.
Is it more meticulous, or is it more fluid?
I think it's fluid. Melinda once said, and I always remember this, that dance is sort of a visual representation of music. And I think that this is the best genre to sort of express that.
Fantastic. Laura, what's your favorite genre of dance?
It's swishy ballet. But I kind of, and we talked about this, is there's this funny, funny genre of dance called lyrical, which isn't, it's not really a fair genre. It's like that thing where you've got something you really like to do and there isn't a good word for it, so you lump it all into one.
We call that alternative music.
Yes, it's the lyrical is the alternative music of dance. That is a perfect metaphor. And so It's kind of like you start with ballet and then you say that the rules don't matter, is what I would say. It still has all the basic foundation, but then those rules that you can never ever break in ballet, you say, yeah, but for the sake of being emotive, we're going to let you do that here because that's what represents the mood, the style, the song, the best. Is that a fair description, Melinda?
I think lyrical came about from dance competitions. They just needed more categories for people to enter their dance to be judged. There is a thing called contemporary ballet, which is also can be called swishy. It's, you know, there's classical and then there's contemporary. And then swishy is just kind of our pet name for it at the studio. I think we like just saying swishy.
Well, I look forward to seeing all these dance genres that's happening. Fireweed Dance Theater, Saturday, March 9th, 7 p.m. at the PAC. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books and The Door. And if people need more information, who can they contact?
They can call me at work, 966-2557.
Well, I'd like to thank my guests, Melinda McAdams, Laura Turcotte, and Emma Brule. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.